This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food.
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
And today, we thought we'd tackle all your questions about Thanksgiving. Any holiday centered around food is bound to bring up some anxiety questions and also some fun hypotheticals. And to help us tackle Thanksgiving, we're joined once again by our favorite friend of the podcast, comedian and host of the U Up podcast, Jared Fried. Welcome.
So good to be here with you both. This is I was so excited when you guys, my heart was warmed. When you said we could just jam on some Thanksgiving topics about food and anxieties and weight and dieting, I was so excited because I have so many opinions. So I am so excited. Well, there's so much to talk
so
about.
We knew you would have so many opinions on this. That is why we have.
One year, my brother got a text, and it was like before like I really started putting out like as much, you know, content as I do now. And I remember it was before I started doing like the happy holiday tweets on my Instagram. I remember my brother got a text from a friend. It was really early on in me doing comedy, and this friend had followed me on Twitter for like whatever amount of time, like early into doing comedy. And he was like, I feel like your brother crushes this holiday. Like, this is like right in his wheel zone of annoying family pictures, you know, anxiety with an aunt, you know, eating food. There's a lot of this. Just Thanksgiving is just a good day.
This holiday is very much in the Jared brand.
But the brand of this podcast, again, you guys, what you guys talk about, this is like the D-Day for this podcast, right? Like, there's so many bad things that can come up on Thanksgiving.
It actually is quite in brand for, I feel like kind of all holidays are in brand a little bit. Because
sure.
They all revolve around food and like parental and familial relationships in some way, or friend relationships, yeah, obviously. But
and your history with food and all that stuff. I actually thought to myself today, I had like a anxiety moment where I was just thinking of my mom being like, are we drinking tonight? And then like 20 minutes later going, what are you drinking so much for? like that's the like quintessential like eat. You're eating too much. Like, what?
Right, you sure you want to go for thirds?
Yeah, you put me here. You brought me to
this
place.
You made the food.
Yeah, you made the food. You pushed it on me. You had me try it. I can't control myself now because I'm addicted to this shit. Like,
wait, so
now you're yelling at me for how I'm eating? Like, this is again, I literally got like, I had like a full body, like, like I know what's coming.
So what are your Thanksgiving plans this year?
I'm going to go to my parents in Florida. I'm going to go down there and it's going to be all of us, you know, yelling at the same level we would have, but 6 feet apart. What are you guys doing?
Okay. So basically, originally we had plans, Avi and I, to go to my mom's, who she just moved back to Roslyn away from Florida. Mm-hmm. And we were going to go there, but I don't know. We're not sure anymore. I mean, we're pretty safe with COVID, but I don't know. We might just not want to, but I have a feeling we might end up going anyway. But yeah, literally, like, we'll just eat. Like, my mom still, if we go, we're still going to get all the food as if we are having a 20-person Thanksgiving, but it will be 3 people.
Yeah. Well, it's a great year if you hate your family.
We were literally, we just spent a whole week with my mom. Like, she was here for a week. Okay. So that's...
at your apartment.
No, we're upstate in Avi's parents. Avi's parents are not here. So it's just us in the house. And my mom came up for like a week and a half. So we did, we spent.
You've had enough.
Also, she was living in our apartment for like 2 months while like after we got married because she was getting a new house. So we've like spent a lot of time together.
Yeah, you've had enough. I get it. Enough's enough. That's what my that's how my mom would end a meal. Enough's enough. You know? So like that's good. That could be the same for a mom. Like we've done it. We've seen each other. We've had it. We're lucky. Now stay home and yell at someone else over Zoom. Like I listen, it's a great year for people where enough's enough. Like it's the perfect excuse. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable. My brother's already trying to get out of Thanksgiving. I can already feel it. He's already laying the groundwork.
What's he doing?
You know those people that, well, he gets ahead. He's like, I don't know, with work, I think I'm going to be around a lot of people. I don't want to bring it into the house. And you go, there's a point where you go, right, you know, like, I guess you're out. Like, if you're doing it 2 weeks ahead of time, what you do with excuses, you don't give the excuse the day of. That is a lie. You float the excuse. Like what you're doing now where you're like, I don't know, maybe. You don't make any promises. You float what's going to happen before it happens. Trump, not to bring up the name that shall not be said on this podcast, I'm sure, but Trump kind of does this. He'll tell you the future and then go, he'll do what, like how we get out of things. Like
he does.
You know, I don't know. It feels like the weather might be bad next week.
We'll see how the plans go. That's exactly what we're saying. We're like, why don't we just like see how things are and like feel it
it's
out?
It's an appetizer for excuses, if you will, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're absolutely right. This is you're letting take a taste of this excuse just to see how they react
how
to
feeling.
It. You want to see how their face.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let me see how did this I got the sniffles. Maybe it's COVID taste to you. Oh, tasted good. Okay. I'm going to be using that in a couple weeks.
What are you actually excited for Thanksgiving? What's the part that gets you pumped?
I don't know. It's a tough year. I'm Thanksgiving is legitimately my favorite holiday of the year. It is. I'm from outside of Boston, New England, just really like it feels like you're dressed in Thanksgiving every year. My high school had the longest running Thanksgiving football rivalry in the country. It's like a historic thing. So people go to the game. There's all, you know, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is a thing there. So like, I feel like I've been brought up with this in my background. It's a part of me. So every year around Thanksgiving, I love it so much because it's also the Thanksgiving is the wrong name for the holiday because it's also the most selfish day of the year. You don't have to bring gifts. You just eat, drink, and you lay down and watch TV. And like, that's my favorite three things to do in the world. So I am excited to see my parents. I mean, I'm excited to do a lot of nothing. Florida kind of changes that. It's not the vibe I want. I want to be able to, you know, wear 7 layers and hug a pillow without sweating.
Yeah. Well, we went to Florida for the past 3 years for Thanksgiving because my mom was living there. And I know what you mean. Like, because it's warm and you're basically like, swimming and going to the beach, it doesn't feel the same.
You just can't eat that much in the heat. Like,
it doesn't really make sense to be eating like stuffing and gravy in Florida in general.
All of us, the way I eat, and I think, you know, the nature of the people who we all listen to this podcast, we're looking for like that excuse, you know, like I'm like, I want the built-in, it's cold. I want to be able to walk by the mirror and go, oh, I'm in a hooded sweatshirt. I look great. Like, I don't want to walk by a mirror and go, holy shit, what the fuck happened to me? Because I'm in a bathing suit. You know, like
exactly.
That, like, horrors are waiting for me at every turn in Florida.
Right.
Like, there's not as many horrors.
Also,
that
all
are really
Thanksgiving
waiting for me.
Food is just like really hot. Like, there's almost no cool
hot.
There's
Thanksgiving
none.
Food. So, like, you need the cold. So, I don't know what you're going to do there in Florida. What are you going to have, like a
and
summer
it's
salad?
Heavy food. Yeah, no. It's heavy food. It's not like, oh, thick. I had a light salad and then I went, yeah, it's thick. It weighs you down. You wear it. It feels like you're putting on a coat when you have stuffing. Yeah. Yeah. Any therapist listening to this right now is like, oh boy, these people are fucked up. But I'm saying,
I talk to my therapist about this stuff all the time. She really? Yeah. What else am I going to spend my 50 minutes on?
You get 50 sure. minutes? Wow.
The other day we analyzed eating a Swedish fish. I was just like, they were so good. And I was just like,
how many did you have? Was it a whole package or was it like a handful?
It was probably a half a package.
And how much do you pay for
that? I had a similar.
Oh, the therapy?
Fish? Not the fish.
She's gotta have a moment where she your therapist must have a moment where they go, yeah, I'm getting paid to just talk about Swedish yeah, fish. Well, can you believe this?
Well,
shit?
we were practicing like mindfulness, like if I could in theory like eat mindfully, and she's like, could you maybe eat fewer of them if you were you know maybe slow down, see what you're. What you're experiencing.
So I actually had this conversation with myself 2 weeks ago, which is actually more insane. I was at...
Well, at least it was free.
Yeah.
Well, it's somewhat free. I was in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I was getting lunch. And I've been working with a nutritionist or dietitian. I don't know what they're allowed to be called. What will the audience allow us
to
call?
It depends on what the person
is. If they're a nutritionist or a dietitian, yeah.
So it's Alex Turoff.
Oh, yeah, she's been on the podcast.
Maybe that's how I found her. That's maybe how we connect.
Probably.
I really enjoy, she's been on the phone with me. Like, she answers my texts.
That's so nice.
But we follow each other on Instagram, and Alex Turoff _RD. But she's been, like, taking my calls. And the thing I like about her is she has a... And I don't know, I got to go back and listen to the episode, but what I like about what she's doing with me is it's not, there's never a point where she's like, wow, you're really screwed up for thinking that way. So like for an example, like she's very even-handed. Like she's not like going to like yell at you for, you know, for calling her a nutritionist when she's a dietitian or whatever the inverse is. Like she's just very much my sensibility when it comes to like there's no rage to her. Like I I'm all rage. So it's a good balance. And I said to her, I was like, she'll like literally go when I'm going to a new city, she'll like look up the places that are near my hotel and give me options, which is really what I need. Cause what happens to me is I'll push it off. And then I don't know if you guys do this where you're like, I need this meal to be the best meal.
Every totally. Like,
yes. Right. And now I need this meal. Now I'm working against a ghost of a meal that never existed. I'm comparing every hypothetical meal to a meal that is the perfect meal in the world of meals that doesn't exist. So I'm trying to get ahead of these moments where I'm starving. And by the time I get to it, I'm at some rib shack eating like half a rib cage of a fucking pig. So I'm trying to get ahead of that. And what I do is... So she gives me these places, and Alex has been amazing because like I'll text her and I'll literally be like, "Get me to a place right now!" I need it to happen. And she's like, "So I go to this like fine sandwich place, which is like love it sandwich. I can make my own. I can, you know, I can like add so much vegetables on it that like I can like make myself chew for a longer period of time. So like these are all things I'm thinking." So when I'm thinking about Swedish fish, so now I'm at the sandwich place and they have free samples in COVID, which is ridiculous. Okay, but they have free samples of. Have you ever had Virginia peanuts?
No,
they're the best peanuts. Virginia peanuts, for whatever reason, they're bigger, they're crunchier. I love them. So they had a free sample, individually packaged. Don't worry, everybody. Don't DM me. I sprayed them all with. Fucking
Lysol.
Bacteria, you know, Lysol. So they had individually packaged, like it was like six Virginia peanuts in the individual package. And they were like the sweet and hot and sweet, you know. And I was like, man, I love a flavored peanut. I love a Virginia peanut. And I'm sitting there having this like moment of like, but I'm having the sandwich that like Alex helped me looked up. And I'm like, Jared, you can have four peanuts. There's legitimately four peanuts inside the little concealed case. And I'm like, yeah, but you're gonna have the sandwich. Have the peanuts. Do I tell Alex that I had the peanuts? Do I admit to anyone that I had the peanuts? And I'm going, and I go, just fucking have the, and I'm saying to myself, and like, I'm yelling at myself in the corner, that someone's just watching me going, just fucking have the peanuts. So then I have the peanuts. And immediately, because I was reduced to four in that little container, I was like, oh, I've finished the container. And now I'm ready to have this sandwich, and I didn't need to have chips. I was like, maybe this is what I need to start doing, is like putting a container of four peanuts into my pocket with me everywhere I go.
Pocket peanuts.
So that, pocket peanuts. So I'll eat them, and then I'll be just a little less hungry, and then I won't attack my meal. And it's like, again, this is crazy person's logic that I'm looking at both of you. You're both like, yeah, this sounds like a good idea. And I do have this moment where I'm like, I legitimately, in my health life, I feel like I'm always, I don't know, have you guys ever golfed? Do you guys ever golf?
Not
I was on the golf team in high school.
I hear golf is booming, by the way, right now.
Golf is fun.
Yeah, because outside, socially distanced, it was not doing well before. But when I hit a drive, it always goes right. So what I would do is, by the third hole, I'm hitting so left so that it will go straight. And I feel like I do that with eating all the time, where I'm like, anytime I'm trying to find a fix, it's like, okay, I'll put four peanuts, I'll eat them within 5 minutes of each other. And it made me think, this is all to say, your Swedish fish made me think of my thing with the peanuts.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
First of all, just we're going to get to what made you call Alex in the first place, because that's a huge thing for you to say. You're working with a dietitian. But before that, I think what I learned recently is that like we really all do get hungry kind of every 3 hours, depending on what your last meal consisted of, obviously. But like being kind of okay with that and always like having snacks around is definitely a great tool for not like eating half a rack of ribs. You know,
totally. Sandwich shop sounds like it was good though.
Yeah, that sounds like a great experience.
No, that was a good day, but it was preceded by this whole anxious mess. Like I got done with the sandwich and I like was like, good job, Jared. like an idiot.
And oh my God. Wait,
just like,
I will tell you, like, I kind of know what you mean by like the good job, because I feel like I eat sort of like you, where it's just like a few handfuls here, handfuls there, then all of a sudden you're just eating a huge whatever. I also like, if I can get myself to prepare like a well-balanced lunch that's like a sandwich that I like go to the effort to like maybe toast the bread, melt the cheese, maybe have a little
artisanal
salad on the side, like what's wrong with me, I guess, that is something to be like applauded. Like I feel like I deserve a fucking monument every time I make myself a normal lunch that like any human being should be able to do. But like, what is wrong with me that is like an accomplishment?
I think it's also like the idea of like, I know what kind of mess I could have made.
Right.
So like, there's like, wow, I did a normal person eating thing. Right. It's like, I didn't go and like go through all the wisps that I have because they sent me 7 containers full of them to like promote them on Instagram. Yeah. You know, like I didn't go crazy. Like I understand that completely. It's and cooking helps that because at least you're like, again, for the mindfulness, like you're thinking of all the things that are going into it. I understand that.
Right.
So what like what made you decide? Like, what was your breaking point where you're like, I just gotta call a dietitian?
Well, I don't know if it was a breaking point. So I'm working out with this guy, Forzag. I wasn't like the kids in the movie Heavyweights after that night where they like get all the food and they like captured Ben Stiller's character. It wasn't like that. And then so I just watched that movie. So I would say I'm working out with this guy, Forzag, and it's been great. At Forzag on Instagram. I only come here to plug people who are helping me try to get my shit together. So at Forzag has been amazing. I've been working out with him. I love the workouts, but I'm also sitting here being like, I just, again, that moment of like that 3-hour moment, Aileen, that you're talking about, like where it's like, I think for me, and I think it's listening to your guys' podcast. I actually, there was a moment where I was listening to an episode and you guys were talking about the mindful eating and the, what's it called? Intuitive eating. And I actually was listening to it going, this isn't me at all. I can't do this. I have a mental issue. And I'm saying that about myself. I'm not saying that about anyone else. I'm saying I have an issue where I need to have like the gamification of everything. So like what got me into like, I like flying Delta, as a lot of people know.
Yes.
I love flying Delta because of the Delta app. Like, achieving the goal. I used to be terrified of flying. Now I'm a little less afraid of flying just due to the fact that I'm like, of course I'm going to get these 1,000 miles. Of course I'm going to make it to gold. Of course I'm going to make it to diamond. And I was like, that's kind of a part of my thing where it's like, I can't just be like Jess, my girlfriend, she'll be like, try this. And I'll be like, no.
Like, what won't you try?
I can't just have anything. If I'm not having the one bite to not have 1,000 bites.
Oh, like I need trying a food.
The beginning. Yeah, I need the beginning, middle, and end of a meal in the same way that sandwich situation with the peanuts. I had the peanuts. I had the sandwich. It was over. 3 hours later, I'll do something else. I know what's coming.
Like,
I know what the next thing is. I need a framework.
Yeah, a plan.
I need a plan. I need to go. 3 hours are coming. I need to be done with my meal and go, what's the next 3 hours? Instead of, where I got to find this perfect meal and maybe I won't do it today, or maybe I won't have the RX bar, or maybe I won't have the oatmeal. Maybe I'll just, and it's all these maybes where I'm like, I need, and listen, everyone is different.
Totally.
And I think we're all just looking for the solution of our own version of hitting it left so that it goes straight. And I do believe that. So, cause I think it's through listening to this podcast and hearing so much like, you know, turmoil with like, you know, the F factor stuff and what's right and what's wrong and is it killing people. And it's like, the interesting part about that F factor thing, and I said it when we talked about it before, but it worked for somebody. For somebody, it was their version of hitting left and then it went straight. And I think we're all kind of looking for that. Like, I think we're all kind of looking for that one click in our head that goes, oh, this makes life less miserable. This makes it less miserable for me. And I think like that's always my journey, is finding the workout and the eating way. It's always going to be a thing. But how do I find the thing? Like, I had yesterday, I posted that I ran the Williamsburg Bridge. I like doing that, again, beginning, middle, and end.
Right, I heard the story about you chasing, that you told that on here.
Well, we told it. Yeah. I told that on here, that I chased a woman. So, but I wrote, I put on Instagram, I'm running the, we got to change the name of that story, the description of that story.
How about
I mistakenly chased a woman on a bridge. Okay, so I posted, and this is what happens with health and fitness all the time, and it's a thing that makes you feel bad about what you're doing. I posted, I'm running the bridge, put your Q&A, because I put up a question box. I'd love your questions for when I come back. And someone wrote, why don't you do weightlifting? And why aren't you using weights? And I'm like, you're the fucking problem. If you react to, I'm going for a run with, you should be using bands. Fuck off. You know how hard it was for me to go on the run? Now I'm going to like sit in my mind and go, am I doing the right thing? No, it was the right thing for me. Right. Getting to the run and getting to the sandwich, getting to the oatmeal, getting to the RX bar. When someone goes to you, well, I don't think those RX bars have a lot of, no. And there could be fucking cyanide in the RX bar. I've made a deal in my brain that this is what works for me. And this is what gets me to not eat 1,000 pita chips this hour.
I've done so.
It sounds like you have a lot of inner turmoil about.
This is all I think about.
I understand. So like, I guess my question is like, when you say you want to like hit to the right, like that metaphor, is the thing you're aiming for to like get these thoughts out of consuming your life, or is the thing you're aiming for to get to a certain weight and appearance that you think will make it all go away?
I've thought about this a lot.
Okay.
I think it's a good question. The thing I'm going for, comfortable in a t-shirt, okay with posting any picture taken of me online. That's my...
But even when you're thin, you can have a bad angle.
I'm done with... I want... This is my weight loss goal, is to never go, which picture do I want to post?
Jared, he's just like us.
I never want to do that again. I never want to go... And I want it to go, oh, that one's good. You know, of course, you're going to think ones are better than the others, but I never want to look at one of the options and go, oh my God, I got to take a nap. I got to go, you know, lose my, you know, my day because of this. I can't.
Can I just give you like a feeling that I've experienced having gone low, high, weight, all this stuff. And you've listened to this podcast, so you know I have like trauma around my wedding photos. Okay, so.
I thought you looked great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm starting to arrive at that I'm happy with how I looked, but it has been like a torturous process, kind of like what you're describing. Okay. And in that process, I started going back and looking at like weights I was in the past. I started going looking at all my old photos. Like, I was so skinny here. I was like, okay. And I was looking at photos from like when I, whatever, 3 years ago. And I look at them, I'm like, how could I have ever not been 100% satisfied with how I looked in every photo at this time? But I was thinking back on that, and I'm like, I still thought I had 15 pounds to go, and I didn't. But at the time, I thought that I did. So my question is like, how are you going to know? And another thing I realized as I was looking through all these photos is like, times when I thought that I was like unhappy, if I looked that way at my wedding, I would have been happier with the wedding photos. So I guess like and I'm not saying that like what you're feeling is not valid, because obviously I feel it too, but I just wonder like maybe it's like there's no end to it.
No, I've been saying on stage recently for a bit that I've been trying to lose 10 pounds my whole life.
Yeah.
Like it's since day one, and the bit is, you know, goes on from there. But I understand what you're saying completely. There are every point of my life, like there might have been 5 minutes of my whole life where I was truly comfortable with the weight I was at.
Same.
You know, and that's like, to some people, they hear that, they go, I get exactly what you're talking about. Someone could hear that and go, aw, like those people I want to fucking murder. But I'm just saying it's Sisyphus. Right. You're pushing the boulder up the hill. But I will say that there's a difference, I think, between feeling, I think it's like this thing of like, do the clothes fit in my closet comfortably? And it's like, well, then go buy new clothes. And then you go, yeah, but I'm not looking to like keep buying new clothes the rest of my life. Like I want like some level of like evening out where I'm just like sitting there and I'm like waking up, having breakfast, having lunch, having one beer at dinner, and then going to bed and getting back to that type of life. I understand
but
what you're saying.
You feel like that eludes you, right? is what I'm guessing.
Yeah. I think like I understand because I agree. I have that moment too where I'm like, man, at that point in my life, I was still thinking about this shit, even though if you looked that way today, you'd be happy. I just don't want it. Most of all, I don't want to hear about it anymore. Like, to bring us back to Thanksgiving, like, I'm going to have to hear about this. Like, and I legitimately, I don't want to have the conversation. Last time I went home to Florida, my dad came out and watched me work out. Because I went to like, they have like a field on the complex. So like there's this like turf field and he watched me work out. And then he goes, I don't know how you keep on weight doing that workout. And it's like, I was like, like what a horrifying thing to say. And I remember Jess was with me. She was like, oh, like who would say such a thing? And it's like, I understand where it comes from that he says such a thing, but also like, I just don't want to have that conversation. Just like, I want it to be like, oh, you worked out today. I don't want to have the, like, try the Peloton. It's better. There's a class. Like, I don't want that anymore. Have you tried eating? I don't want that. I want it to be a non-conversation. And, like, someone might be listening going, well, that means you need family therapy. I don't know. I'm just saying, if I can just achieve, you know, getting to this picture place that I'm trying to get to, then, like, because there's a point where it's like, when people say things to you, it's like, I'm doing everything I possibly can right now while also living a life.
Right.
Like, I'm going to work every day. I'm working out in the gym. I'm trying to keep it right whenever I can keep it right. I'm also trying to enjoy and have a life with my significant other and trying to, like, move on. It's like, at what point can we just stop this conversation? Like, at what point, you know, you telling me, hey, I saw, like, my mom calling me going, I saw that picture. I don't know. We just get worried about you. You're like, I'm worried too. Like, I'm literally legitimately thinking about this at all hours of the day. At what point is the thing you're going to say to me, think about it differently? Like, I don't, you know, like this isn't going to be. So I just want to have normal conversations with people that don't involve these things, that don't involve. What about doing weightlifting? And it's like, no, I ran today. That was it.
Right. So you know? Want to figure out kind of like what is your thing and then kind of stick with that so that whenever they do see you, you can be like, don't worry, I got it.
Yeah, it's that, and but it's a little less of that and it's more of
the
like
t-shirt thing.
That I'm doing a thing that works for
exactly,
me that
yeah.
I'm enjoying life while also feeling good. Like, and I think feeling good is different for everybody. Like, you know, like the problem also becomes with like, you know, size acceptance and plus size, you know, versus, you know, mid size or whatever that is. Everyone's like, someone can be look whatever way you want. You know, someone feeling good doesn't mean that they look the way you think they should look for feeling good. Like,
totally.
That's where all this like contention comes up. And I think, like I was writing about the other day. I was like, I've been doing a lot of stuff with hips with Forzag. And I was like, I actually feel good running, you know, because we've done so much hip stuff. And I was
right,
like,
yeah.
I was like, that feels good. That's a win to me. But like, also you tell people you work with a trainer, they're like, you know, they feel like they have to say something. They're like, oh, your attitude's different. It's like, I didn't do it for the fucking attitude adjustment. Like, let's get real. Like,
I hate the commenters. I was doing like weight training and somebody then was just like, after, okay, you get the, you're running the or the spinning. And then they're like, you should try weight training. Okay, I'm doing weight training. Then they're like, you should try yoga. I'm like, fuck off.
Right. It's like, I never heard. It's like, you're telling me about a new thing that I've never heard of. Yoga.
Right.
I'm trying legitimately everything. I am literally yelling at four peanuts to not eat them.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, azo boric acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And azo dual protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on azoproducts.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
So do you feel like you might be happier, like, in a world where it just wasn't a conversation? Like, do you think that it's actually that you have a problem with yourself, or do you think that, I don't want to say, the world has a problem with you? You know what I mean? Like, like, it's not,
I don't know. I'm not for the idea of, like, the society stuff. Like, because there's nothing I can do. Like, I live in this world.
No, I'm not. Maybe. Yeah. I'm not suggesting there's anything you can, like, do to change it. But what I am suggesting is that maybe, like, you're not deficient. And
I don't think of myself as deficient.
I have a mental health problem.
Well, this does feel like my version of
it. I have a better way to phrase this question. I have a question. Would you do anything to be changing anything if your parents' comments were not in question? Like, if they were just like, you're doing a great job, Jared, like on the field, or like not asking
you. I would still be working out.
No, but would you still be? Would your goals be the same?
Would you be working out with like this feeling of tension around not just the workout, which you seem to enjoy, but your dad's or anyone's comments about your workout?
I feel like it would be the same because again, like you said, like I've been different weights and still felt like I had to lose 10 pounds. And it wasn't because of comments. It was because I was like, I have this shirt. I want it to fit a little bit better. I have this pants. I'd like to get into these. Like that type of stuff.
Right.
It's never that I think about this stuff all the time. And it's also like, it's just a number of things. Like the world of calories not existing, if you could eat anything you want without caring, like, I'm like, oh my God, like, to never, like, I've said this to you guys on this podcast where I'm like, the people who don't think of these things, I don't know what they're doing all day.
Like,
how haven't they cured coronavirus? Like, what are they doing?
Well, because they have other problems. I think it's like, we talk about this every time. Like, they have other shit that they can't deal with.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, would you rather your problems or other problems that are out there in the world? And I'm always like, my problems are luxury issues. I always say that on the podcast. Like, the UUP podcast is all about luxury issues. They're all about, these are first world problems. You know, eating too much. You know, right. Like, that's like a crazy first world problem. So, like, I like to joke about it, because I do think it's something that, like, I do like to make fun of it, and I do like to like rant on it, because it's something that people can like connect on. Like, I do think there's a connecting factor in like us having this conversation right now. Like, totally. All of us know each other way better than the amount of time we've spent together.
Right.
Because, like, just by stories we've told about these things. Like, when you hear me yelling at the peanuts and I hear you talking about the Swedish fish, like, we've all,
like, I could,
like, we have a connection.
You know, at any given hour, I could probably think, you know, Jared's probably thinking about what he's going to eat in the next 3 hours right now.
Yeah. And it's like, again, like the idea of like talking about Thanksgiving and being like, oh, Jared will have some things to say about Thanksgiving. And that's because you guys have things to say about Thanksgiving. We all have like these moments of like I remember like, you know, going home for Thanksgiving and feeling like shit. And I remember those years you go home, you feel great because you're like, man, I know I look good and I can eat whatever I want. And it's like, yeah, this is a year where I don't have to like sit. I don't have to sit here and like, you know. And then I remember those years where I was being so strict that I would go home and I'd be like, okay, I got to figure out what my meal schedule is for Thanksgiving. I had years where I went home for Thanksgiving and I didn't drink the Wednesday before because I was like, I don't think it's worth it to drink right now.
It's almost interesting that you can like look back on the past Thanksgivings and see your...
think about what you cared about at that time.
Right. Like, you can sort of like review your history with weight and food and all these things by how you have behaved on past Thanksgivings. Like, there was the Thanksgiving where you tried being vegetarian. There was the Thanksgiving.
Or the Thanksgiving that you brought your own food.
Right. The Thanksgiving where you felt really fat. The Thanksgiving where you thought you looked really hot. And like, you went to the gym like twice the day before. Like, yeah,
absolutely. I think of that all the time. It does bring you back. Like, I remember there was one year that I didn't go out with my friends because I was like, I'm just going to stay in. Like, why would I go out?
Thin.
Like, I go out. I go out at school. So why it was in college. Why would I go out here? And it's like, man, I do feel like there's got to be a middle ground. I think that's my goal, is a middle ground. Like, I think that's like, this is all to say, like, a middle ground of like going home on Thanksgiving, enjoying your family, enjoying the meal, enjoying a couple drinks. And then, like, going home and not being like, I gotta get it together. Like, I don't want to have that moment. Like, the Monday, oh, my God, and it's holiday season, and there's no real air. Like now, I think a lot of people get very upset with their eating and stuff right now, because you go home for Thanksgiving. Maybe you have family stuff. Maybe people make comments. And you have this big meal and you just feel like shit afterwards. And then now you're in holiday season. Now it's drink season, party season.
Less so this year, though. So anyone who wants to get out of
that's
a good excuse, start planting now.
It's like, okay, then I'll try January 1st. So it's like, now you have like these, like, you know, if you abide by these normal year, again, this year isn't as normal as you're saying, but
right.
There is a little bit of like, oh man, if I haven't taken off the weight that I want to take off Thanksgiving, then I guess I'll just hang up my coat and worry about it in January. Like,
totally.
It's like, oh, true. So I know a lot of people probably feel badly. I felt badly. I felt a little helpless. So, like, you know, for me, like, again, calling Alex and getting involved with what she's doing, and she's been great for me and I've really enjoyed working with her. But it's also more of like I gotta find some structure, because I think that's what helps me.
I personally love Alex's approach. I think like She's very, very like not emotional about anything. She looks at the science behind everything, and she's always like everything fits for her. She's not like anti Diet Coke or anything. Like she works to your lifestyle. This is a great Alex plug, by the way, but she has great responses to like intuitive eating. She has her own like kind of thing. And I personally like really like it. So that's awesome that you're working with her, and you get to figure out kind of like, what is your structure? Like what works for you?
Totally. And I think anyone that's too anything is trying to sell you something. Like, I think anyone that's like too far to one side is that like, it's like follow the money. Like, you know, that's all you have to do to see, you know, so if someone's like, this is the only way, they're trying to make money. If someone's like, you know, that again, like, and I think that it's the same goes for comedy. Like, there's no such thing as a meh retweet. Like, nobody retweets a meh statement. It's always I love or I hate. There's nothing, nobody retweets a, maybe we should rethink how we do this and work together. No. It's only in extremes. And the same goes for comedy, diet culture, politics. It's all, you know, they're just trying to get something out of you if they're only one way.
Right.
So I that's why I like Alex, and that's kind of like we vibe on that. But listen, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You know, Jared, I just want to go really quickly back to one thing you said earlier where you were like, I've been happy with my weight for like 5 minutes of my life. And yeah. I just want to like say how specifically when you say 5 minutes, like literally, there probably have been an accumulation of 5 minutes total because it's always like that morning you reach that weight and then you like have some water and you're no longer happy. But even though that was like a huge achievement and you probably did lose a lot of weight, it's only those like few instances, like add them all up, you have about an hour of like
there's,
contentment.
There's very little, appreciation because you're always trying to get lower.
Yeah, there's always a t-shirt you don't fit into. There's always something in your closet
100%.
That you're like, there's always the next thing. And it's like, that's where it's like, again, like, some semblance of normalcy. Right. I think that's like kind of what I've come to the conclusion of. And that's what a lot of this is like an extreme, you know, I rant and yell about it, but like, this is all an extreme way of saying like, yeah, I'm just trying to like not fucking worry about it.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like I'm trying to have like the puzzle pieces fit. And that's hard for a lot of people.
I think all of us are trying to just find some sense of normalcy and our approaches are just different. And that's okay.
Yeah,
totally. And, also, all of our approaches to finding an approach are different. Like the way you come to it, like when you say, like, what was your breaking point? Like, you can't tell someone to do something.
You have to come to it on your own.
Yeah, the more you tell someone, the more they push away from it.
And you have to have like different like ways, different steps to get there. So like maybe this you're working with Alex is just like a step to the next thing that you're going to do. You know, like there's different paths to our journey, as they say in The Bachelor.
And I've avoided talking about like working with a nutritionist. This is probably the first time I've really said it.
Exclusive.
You heard it here first.
Well, this is an exclusive.
That's right. That's right, E. Yeah. Write the story. Because that comes with a lot of like, there's actual shame in telling people that you do it. Because then they go, well, what are they doing? Like, it's not like, you know, when you start working with someone like on that level, you're like, oh, you're trying. So
you're paying
pay
money.
Up the bill. Tell us how is it working?
Yeah, it's like,
well,
see
if
the
you
results.
Ask that question, then it's
exactly.
Not. Yeah. It's like, and so again, that's a never ending thing. And also I don't want to hear that I look great if you're just saying that to like, I don't need that either. Like I'm not saying it for a reaction. I had that with Forzag, and it's never ending. But also, you can't control what people say to you. That's the other thing. Like, people are gonna say you look great. That's okay. That's nice. They're only coming from a place of compassion and love and all that stuff. Like when Adele lost all that weight, I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. Like, it's nice that people are complimenting her. She, you know, she worked to do something.
Right.
It's not like she didn't do anything. You know, like I she did something. So. You know, obviously it's all hard. It's all hard.
It is.
Should we do a really super fast, would you rather, with Thanksgivings just to have like
yes.
a nice tie-in? Okay, ready. Would you rather eat canned stuffing or eat canned cranberry sauce? I think it's supposed to be sauce.
So canned cranberry
is the
sauce
only thing I eat.
Is, that's the yeah, best. That's the best. That's like a very, but I think that's also like a very specific type of person. Like I think there's like some people that are like, no, I gotta have Grammy's cranberry sauce with all the skins of the cranberries in it. And like, no, I like when the cranberry sauce, you can slice it with a knife.
Yeah, first of all. And second of all, if you're making like your own cranberry sauce, you have to add sugar. Otherwise, it's disgustingly bitter. So definitely, this question is like, what would you prefer?
Right.
I would prefer canned cranberry sauce. Okay, quick. Have no turkey or have no mashed potatoes.
So this is my dad's big thing every Thanksgiving is that he likes to brag to everyone. He'll show his plate to everyone as if he is Picasso and go, look, no turkey, all sides. He thinks it is such an accomplishment that he goes, no turkey, all sides. And I have to agree with him. I think turkey might be the last.
I agree. Like,
it's either really good turkey and it's like in 10th place. Or it's turkey and it's stinks.
All I really want is just like, to be honest with you, a plate of stuffing with some gravy over it and maybe a few green beans and I'm good. Mm. Like that's my Thanksgiving. Yeah. That's my preferred Thanksgiving meal. And then a pecan pie for myself.
I could legitimately do all the cocktail hour food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like all the phyllo dough. Just inject me with phyllo dough.
Yes. I can do like the charcuterie. Like it's just like the turkey is always so, and I also don't like cranberry sauce and mashed potatoes are fine, sauce. But like,
I love mashed potatoes or like any type good. Of potato.
I love mashed potatoes.
But no, obviously so they're good, but like, I just want some like box stuffing with gravy on it.
I love
and
stuffing.
I'm good.
What about, okay. Raisins and the stuff.
No, like thank that. You. No, all savory.
Like I like that? When things are sweet and salty. Like I just
I like
love
full oh, savory yeah. until we get to dessert.
Aileen.
Or if it doesn't have Aileen. Raisins, I'll put cranberry sauce on it.
See that
eggs
this
and
is my
jam.
Problem. This that is your that's your choice to make. These people who make stuffing with the raisins in it should all be excommunicated from all Thanksgivings for the rest of
it's
life.
It's a little selfish.
You, it's selfish.
Pick
you,
it out.
That's the thing. Stuff.
No,
pick it out. Get out of here. I have an aunt who made stuffing with raisins once, and I was like, I didn't stop talking about it the whole night. I'm like, this is told me exactly how they operate in the world. Like, you don't care about anyone else. You've taken something. Don't show up to Thanksgiving with off the board items and talk about them as if they're on
the
board.
Did she invite you back?
No.
That's what you talked about all night.
I never went back. I would never take
the
invitation.
Here's the thing. I think
I'm
actually
out.
Maybe because I had raisin stuffing early on in life, maybe that's why I like the combination, but I hadn't, you know, been accustomed to an alternative, you know?
I'm sure that's the case, but here's the thing. Know that you're crazy.
I'm okay with it. What about like,
yeah, but
you ever go to Whole Foods and get the tuna salad with the craisins? It's so fucking good.
That again, something being good is not the discussion. The discussion is if you have five plates at the Thanksgiving meal and one of them you go, hey guys, that's the turkey, that's the stuffing, that's the, you know, the green beans, and that's sweet potato mash. You go, whoa, what the fuck happened here? I go, well, you don't like sweet potato mash? It's not that I don't like it, but you have taken away something that we know everyone likes for your little dance around the menu that you wanted to take, your little moment of creativity. No. You want to have creativity? You do that not with taking out the staples.
So you're a Thanksgiving control freak.
Honestly, like, no, I think, look, I know how you might think this is an overreaction, but I think that it's really just about the optimal choice for as many people as possible. And that's called selflessness.
Yes.
If I go to a Thanksgiving and there isn't raisins, I don't realize that there isn't raisins. It's nothing I even thought about before until you asked me. So it was just like a quick reaction.
Well, Aileen, you're making the point for us right now because that's the exact thing.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe it shouldn't be like it's not a staple for sure.
Exactly. And we need people, if you're out there making your raisin stuffing right now, Know that you're doing it for you, okay? This is a selfish act. We need you to also make the regular stuffing. If you're going, well, that's a lot of work. Well, don't show up to my fucking Thanksgiving. You don't come.
You're making, well, I mean, they're putting in the work for the raisins. So they're putting in the work already.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going exactly. I'm going to the next question.
Okay, do the next one, yeah.
Sit next to your very nosy aunt, or sit next to your extremely quiet uncle. Oh my God, obviously quiet uncle.
Quiet,
100%.
Uncle. You kidding
again,
me? Oh my God.
I would prefer.
It's so awkward, though.
No, it's great.
I don't mind it.
I'd rather have someone to talk to, frankly.
No, eat in silence.
No, I want someone to talk to. I'm going with the nosy aunt, but I'm just not going to tell her anything.
Because here's what happens with the nosy aunt. Now they're like the DVD commentary for the food that you get. That's always, there's always one aunt that's like, going for thirds? Oh, you're going up again. Who goes up again? Like, no.
Where are you thinking for college?
This is the same person that says, gonna have to go to hit the treadmill tomorrow. Yeah, we know. We know. Aww. We don't need. Yeah.
Okay, me too. I'd rather sit in silence or talk to the person next to me on the other side. Wear extremely tight pants and look good. Wear leggings but get comments from every relative.
Oy. You're opting for comments versus no comments. I'm going to go no comments. I'm going to go tight pants. And what I'll do is I'll put my shirt, I'll put it over the belt so I'll unbutton them throughout the day. No one.
That's what I do when I go to restaurants.
Maternity jeans. Okay. last one. Be at the kids' table or eat alone.
Alone. Really? Yeah.
I think I would eat at the kids' table.
I go to the kids' table. I'm cool with the kids' table. Yeah.
Oh my God. Then you have to like, oh my God. That's because you don't have that many kids in your family. I do. And the kids' table means that you have to listen to the stories
that
the kids make up. Mm-mm. It's fun for like 10 minutes. But then you're there for like an hour and you've played house. You've listened to the same thing. It's fun for a little.
The age matters.
It also depends if you have to act as babysitter. Like, I don't want to be sitting there making sure they're not choking. I want to eat my meal and listen to what they have to say.
Anywhere that's not like a late teenager or like an interesting early teenager is like you don't want to. You'd rather eat alone.
Yeah, I guess I don't know from experience, but the problem with eating alone is that then your whole family is going, like, you just overhear them talking about you. They're like, why has he got to eat alone?
Like sitting watching TV.
Why does he do that? Why is he that way? Like, you just hear them talking about you while you're there. Yeah, this is weird.
Would you rather game? It's a choice. It's like an alternative.
I know. I guess I'd rather go to the kids because I hate hearing people talk about me while I'm there.
How
could he? Does he sit like that all the time?
Why is he such
a
loser?
Like, you just hear that. Yeah.
All right, well.
Doesn't he like to sit with us?
Would you rather sit at the adult's table or the kid's table?
The kid's
table. So you just don't want to sit at the adult's table at all?
I guess I would sit at the adult's table.
It depends which adults. Also, it's like, depends which adults.
We are the adults, technically.
I guess so, yeah,
I still think of myself as the kid's table.
So do I, kind of.
We're literally in our 30s talking about, should we sit at the kid's table?
I am.
That's what like everyone thinks millennials are. 30, thinking about the kid's table.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jared, for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to all the audience and to both of you. You're doing a great job. Love what you guys do. Love the podcast. I'm yelling at The Bachelor. If you watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette, follow me on Instagram. Of course, I got the You Up podcast that every Wednesday and Sunday that we do Jordana and the Batches, but also The Bachelorette. I'm yelling at it on Instagram. It's a wild season. I put a lot of work into it. So if you follow it already, tag a friend. If you don't, just at Jared Fried on Instagram.
I love The Bachelorette this season. I haven't watched The Bachelor in so long. I usually watch the first and last episodes, and this one I'm watching the whole thing. So
it's been fantastic.
So good. All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving, DSTers. And email us, DST@Betches.com. Follow us at Diet Stars Tomorrow, at Aileen, at Sammy, at Jared Fried. And we're always with you.
through thick and thin.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com. EFOODS.com.
Betches.